The Lord wants to release His very best over us. And when we hear a no from authorities that makes sense to our natural thinking, something needs to rise up on the inside of us and say, that just isn't working for me. And how do you know when to do that? You just lean into the Lord. I was telling, we saw a Mel Tari this week and his family and some others. And David Tari, his son, graduated from a university with a business degree. And he is now working in Mozambique. He's working in Pemba full time, and he's working on lots of micro enterprise things and different things. And he was telling us how he had received a no for various things that he was trying to go forward, and he just couldn't believe it. He says, I don't know, I'm trying to get some things going in this one little area in Pemba, and this guy came back from the government and said no. And I said, well, did you accept that no? And he goes, oh, you don't think I should accept a no? And I told him, I said, well, the first time we went to Africa many years ago, we had a very big team. And this big team was waiting for the plane to come, for us to get on the plane. Many of you who were with me remember this. It was the very first time we were going to go overseas to Africa. And the guy stood behind the counter and he looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, your team won't be leaving today. You won't have a plane. You don't have a plane, you won't be leaving today. You know, and I'm not a smart aleck, but I know my God. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, with a smile, I said, we will have a plane and we will leave today. And those are my only words that I said. There was so much power coming forth in those few words. He looked at me and he turned around. He went and he made a phone call. I watched his face in just almost amazement. I was amazed. He comes back and he says, you have a plane. You will be leaving today. Get your team on board. Just like that. It just switched because of the influence in the kingdom that we have. And so you're testifying to that. And we want to encourage one another today and to say, when we are feeling a sense of something, an urgency, and yes, the Lord can protect us from things that are not from Him. And windows will close or doors will close. But sometimes we posture ourselves to say, well, if that one is closed, God didn't want me to have it. There must be something better. That's not always the case at all. Right, Dylan? And so we really want to pull into what the Lord's very best is. So if we get a no, or what seems to be a no from the Lord, it would behoove each one of us to go into our prayer closet or worship before the Lord and say, Lord, is that out of your mouth? And you'll hear a resounding yes or no. But if you have a sense in your spirit, it just doesn't feel right. It's a blessing. And go after the blessing, secure the blessing, and call the blessing forth, and watch God move on our behalf. What we're really doing is calling the future into being. We're calling what belongs to us to come right here, front and center, and nothing's going to stop us. That may sound arrogant, but it's not. It's faith. It's a release of faith. So think about that, maybe for some of the things you might be going through. And if you sense that, then speak it out. I'd rather be known in heaven as someone who says, she won't accept a no. I'd rather be known there than to be known somewhere else where there's false humility. Well, you know, thank you. God has something better. Bye-bye. So we really need to know that our God is a God of blessing and a God of breakthrough and a God of great release. Is there anybody in here right now who's wondering, gosh, it seems as though something has been, there's been a no, a no, a no, a no in my life. And I want that to be a yes. And it's not just because it feels good, but also because you just sense this is the Lord. It feels like His nature. It feels like something from the Lord. Thank you for your demonstration of love and power. Thank you for loving us so much that you just desire to show up this way, to bring freedom in the deeper places for us this morning. What a privilege. What an honor to be in your midst. Thank you, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. You love to shake us up, Lord. And we love to be shaken. Because you promised us that in this season, anything that can be will be. And we embrace the can, and we embrace the will. We say yes to it, Lord. Wow. How many of us would love to be part of the declaration of life on the inside of us? Okay. Where is she going? How many of us want to be part of a declaration to allow the Lord to show us individually where any of our thinking or any of our modus operandi is just not heavenly bound? Are we willing, desirous? You know, the Lord really loves to expose the R. It was kind of funny. I said to the Lord, what do you want me to speak on if you want me to speak this Sunday? This was about a week and a half ago. And I heard nothing except one word. And it was religion and religious. And I said, well, great. You're probably speaking to me first. So I need you to clear me out. Show me any areas of my life that aren't Christ-centered that I think are. And he proceeded to take me up on that. I loved it. Because our hearts to desire any type of freedom from what religion really is from God's perspective, it was really pleasing to him. That's all I heard. So as I was trying to prepare for today to have this, you know, power message of something, I didn't have anything. And I was like, all right, Lord, well, I know I do because I'm filled with you. So what is it that you want to do? I still didn't know. So he took me to some Psalms to read through and study and, you know, get all ready to go and all that. And I was really reading through Psalms 96 through 101, really concentrating on those Psalms. And I said, Lord, what is your message for our body today? And know what he said? I am great. I am so great. I am so amazing. And the more amazed at my greatness you are, you will allow me to come in and shake you up. Those who've been in the river, if you consider yourself a river kid, let me see your hand. Oh, that's great. If you're a river kid, doesn't matter your age, that means that you're willing to know what's on the other side. When you want the joy of the Lord, you're willing to say, Lord, I want to be able to endure to the end. I want to be able to walk with endurance. I don't know what endurance looks like. And he says, I'll show you. There are costs to pay, prices to pay, and all of that. So any place where religious thinking holds us, where we're not really free in the deep places, those are the places the Lord wants to shake up. Because those are the places he's really serious about. So and some of us may have even come into contact with spirits of religion. Okay, big deal. Jesus is bigger. But religious thinking, religious thought, religious, somehow can make us even more religious when we talk about the word religious or religion. Because we become very blinded to what that word means. And we become very complacent in our walk and in our intimacy with the Lord, thinking we're really climbing. I'm doing great exploits. I'm doing great things for the Lord. And the Lord's saying, but there's religious pockets here I need to shake out of you, and you're not seeing it. And I believe that that's a message. That's the message. And there are a lot of different factors, and we can have lists and things, but I really believe God is so, so serious in this time. And he wants us to be filled up with much joy so that we're just easy to receive all the time. And we're the first ones to say, all right, what is it? Where is it? Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. But many of us want to do great and mighty things for God, and we're going our own way and doing our own thing, and we're calling it the Lord because it looks like it has the stamp of the Lord. But the Lord says, I am going to teach you what covenant looks like, real covenant with me and man. And if you're willing to allow me to do that, I'm going to shake up some independence that's in your hearts independent thinking and such, even though we're part of the group, we're part of the gang, because we're all here. So that's not what I'm talking about. I could be going and talking outside to the bushes, you know, if you think, well, it's really not for us, but I think it's a message for us. I know it is. That's what he told me, and that I'm sure of. So the idea and the understanding of what covenant looks like is going to shed new light for us in this season. And my thought and my hope for any of us would be that we would seek the face of the Lord that way. And the way that we do the sound, and the way that we do worship, and the way that we do what we do on outreaches, the way that we are and the way that we do things in our families, the way we do things with our spouse or wanting a spouse, or the way that we do, or the way that we do, is the way of the kingdom. God is saying, I want to shake up the way of the kingdom so you can know my ways. That's what I'm hearing. Isn't that a good word? It is so good. I want to share a couple of little things to take, because some of you are going to be with the kids and you won't hear it. So I'm going to give you a chance to hear a couple of things. Take it for what it's worth. And let me share with you what I think my Bible's in the last row. Mike, can you bring it up? And then we'll dismiss kids and all that. Maybe we'll sing. I don't know. But I know that he wants us all to hear this. I think my purse on too, because I have my glasses in there. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This is so good. I'm liking this morning. I wasn't liking this morning when I first thought about it. That's the truth. I wasn't. But I am now. There's a whole lot more freedom. Thanks, sweetie. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that's probably good. Thank you.
Lift it up. Sorry.
That's
fine. There.
That's good. Thank you, Kim. Okay. This is really very cool stuff. It's so low, but it's okay. You have to go lower to get higher, don't you? Yes, it is. Oh, my gosh. So fun. All right. This is really good. I know it is. Because it's from him. Alrighty then. Okay, if you want to track with me with Psalms, it's a good thing. And I know you all brought your Bible, because that was the first thing on your mind when you woke up this morning. I can't wait to get there to worship and bring my Bible, right? Yes, of course. Alrighty then. If you look, this is very profound. In Psalm 97, I was really looking at verse 10, and I was going to bring my Amplified, and I didn't in the Message. But who has the Message Bible? Okay, somebody needs to come up with me here, because I don't have it. This is Psalm 97, verse 10, and it says, "Hate evil, you who love the Lord, who preserve the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown," this is 11 and 12 now, "light is sown like seed for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Be glad in the Lord, you righteous ones, and give thanks to his holy name." I had no idea that God was going to burst into what he did. I don't plan any of that. I couldn't, even if I wanted to, but I don't want to. And so then God's free to be God. But I know that he was moving. But I do know that sometimes we receive a word or an empowerment, you know, or something God does, bam, we start shaking or we hit the floor or whatever. You know, some ministries say anytime that happens, you've got demons. I don't say that, but it could be true. So it's like, oh, don't get freaked out now. I better not go down. She'll think I have demons. And if I don't go down, then I don't have demons, you know. But the point is that the demonic does not like any encounter with the Spirit of God at all. And the Spirit of God loves to release himself through us. And he's trying to teach us how to wield through his ways. Now, some of his ways are pretty easy to see. I'm actually kind of dry and I'm going to have a piece of gum, so. If anybody has any water, I could really use a drink too. It's kind of dry in here. So, but look at Psalm 97. Can we look at that verse again? "Hate evil, you who love the Lord, Now that's a command in verse 10. Do you see it? Hate evil, you who love the Lord. If you hate evil, you who love the Lord, that's us, right? Who preserves the souls of his godly ones. He preserves, as does salt, when we're putting salt on meat to be able to preserve the meat or some other food. The Lord says, I will preserve your soul as you hate evil. I will preserve you, your soul, your mind, your will, and your feelings. They will be preserved. They will be increased. They will not go away. They will not be eradicated. You will not go crazy. Those of you who might think I'm going crazy at times. No, no. The Lord says, I give you the prescription here for freedom. Here's the prescription. It's so simple. And when I was going through these Psalms, looking for whatever he was leading me to share whenever, you know, if I didn't share today, thanks, Ash. Thank you. If I didn't share today, I was really okay with that. I don't have to hog a mic. But I just wanted to be able to give the word in season from the Lord. But I don't think it's a long message today. I'm sure of it. I am. So there. That's so good. That was fun. Okay, let's go back here. The wind just blew it. But it's very significant because it says he delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Now that's verse 10. Now if we chewed on that all week, then we would absolutely grow incredibly this week. We would, in our own homes, with the problems that we have with our kids and grandkids and neighbors and bosses and, you know, all the things that go on in our own life. We would absolutely change this week if we believed this verse completely. Just this one little verse. So I highlighted it here. And Peter, do you have the message? Okay, come here. Can you read the message? I thought it was good when I read it earlier. Yeah.
God loves all who hate evil. And those who love him, he keeps safe. Snatches them from the grip of the wicked.
Can I use that for a minute? Okay, this is good. You may think, well, I already know this. Well, knowing it and living it are two different things, don't you think? I mean, we can know that and go, I've read that before. Oh, yes, hate evil, love good. Uh-huh. Give me something deep. It really is. It really is, because the more that we despise and hate anything that's perverse, anything that is insensitive, anything that is cutting, anything that involves even our eyes with someone in our life. Now, I'm going to get really close and personal, but I'm not moving from here. Okay? Any word that we have spoken to someone that we care about at all that hasn't been laced with love and grace, completely, God's way, God's love, God's grace. What God says, any word spoken that's not graceful or loving is evil. So you can be having a family dinner, a family cookout, a family race, I don't know, whatever, or something going on. And any word that comes out of our mouth that is not laced with grace and hope and kingdom is considered evil. Because it's not from the kingdom. If we end up hating anything that's evil, then we will become aware of what's not going on in our hearts or our lives, and then that which it should, and that will propel us to say, oh, instead of, sorry God, I screwed up again. If we stay there, sorry God, I screwed up again or messed up again, we miss the opportunity to see whether or not we really hate evil. Do we really detest and hate evil? We don't think of going out and murdering somebody on the street and all that. More than likely, you didn't do that last night. It's possible we're capable of anything. But the Lord is saying any time that these areas, these pockets in our own life are not being brought to the surface with God's holy light of grace shined on them so that we can repent, then we have entertained evil. Now, I don't know about you, but that's pretty deep. That's pretty deep stuff, that we're entertaining evil. So our Sunday school teachers, our kingdom kids people, you can be entertaining evil by the way that you handle or don't handle a situation with a child. That's how particular God gets. It's like, oh, wow, I see. He's trying to help us see that hating evil is a good thing because it always brings results on our life. And the results on our life that he wants us to see are in Psalm 97, verse 10. He says, those who love him, meaning who will refuse the evil, he will keep safe. It says, snatches them from the grip of the wicked. And this is what happened. A lot of things happened up here this morning. There was a lot of snatching from the grip of the wicked. It's not just, I'm waiting for my promise, it's not coming. That's all part of it. And that's definitely in there. But the Lord wants us to, oh, thanks, that's great. Yeah, we need to do this every week. I like this. God loves all who hate evil, and those who love him, he keeps safe, snatches them from the grip. I don't know about you, but I want to be snatched from the grip if there's a grip. If there's a grip on me, I want to be snatched. And the only way for that to happen is for me to so hate evil. I can't hate evil unless I love God a lot. I can't. It's not possible. Because we'll just get mad at ourselves for trying to hate evil the right way because we're not doing it right. And we get wrapped up, and that's called striving. And then we're not at peace. Does this make sense? Is this simple? And the Lord says, I don't want you to be battling. You know, you get really tired of always battling. It's like, oh, so another demon and got to battle. Ah. Battle, battle, battle. Huh. All right, we're soldiers on the front lines. But the Lord says, I'd rather you be lovers, and soldiers is a side job. Okay? Be a lover so much of a lover that the battling becomes a little bit easier because you recognize, a lover recognizes quickly, really quickly, oh my gosh, I partnered with evil. How about that? Me, little old me, I did that. I partnered. Oh, how foolish. I partnered with evil. Why do I want to partner with evil? How dumb. I can partner with you, God. How smart. I just like practical things. Because if I don't feel, I'm a feeler. If I don't feel peace and joy, then something's wrong. The apple cart's been upset. And if it's in me, I want to know about it. Hit me between the eyes, Lord. Go ahead. I'm okay with that. I may not like the package it comes in, but I do like the punch that is released in a good way, because the punch is from Holy Spirit, and it's not punching me, it's eradicating evil. And I'm not calling myself evil, because I'm good. My heart's been evil, but I have a new heart, and I belong to a new Father. So therefore, His goodness lives in me. Therefore, I have every responsibility, not just desire, but responsibility to hate anything that's evil. So if you want to pick up your shoes in the house because it pleases somebody else, think about that one. Think about my house. Then I'm loving the Lord. I'm not embracing evil. It's like, oh, come on. Are you saying not picking up your shoes is embracing evil? Well, in the verse, it talks about our soul. God keeps our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. He keeps us, and he releases us from anything that's considered to be evil. I mean, isn't this great? Doesn't this bring freedom a little bit? If it brings a little bit, hooray for God. You know, we could sing hallelujah 1,000 times and still embrace evil if our hearts don't want to fall deeper in love with him. So that was a word that he gave me to share. I like that one. And there's another one here. Let me give it to you. And then we'll go to the next. Let's see here. Hang on a minute. I just think it's simple. He's making things very simple. Oh, good. Psalm 96. Can you all do this one? Flip open to it. Can you put that up there, CJ? Thanks. A call to worship the Lord, the righteous judge. All right. Psalm 96 is really cool, and it precedes what we just read, Psalm 97. But Psalm 96 tells us how to step into loving the Lord. And this is this a, yeah, new stand? Oh, good. Sing to the Lord. Now, here's what I did in my Bible. I underlined all the things that I want to embrace, that I want to do, if you will. What do I want to do? I want to sing to the Lord a new song. I can't if I'm embracing evil very easily. I sing to the Lord. I sing to the Lord. All the earth, I bless his name. So watch, I'm going to go from sing, sing, sing to proclaim. So I'm going to proclaim as I'm singing. So I'm singing and singing and singing. But where am I singing? I'm singing to the new Lord, a new song over all the earth. I have a heart of singing out what is inside. Therefore, there's no evil that's coming through my song to the Lord, my intimacy with the Lord. And then I proclaim his good tidings of his salvation every day. Day to day is every day. So I'm a proclaimer. And so when I get up in the morning, if I'm not proclaiming the kingdom, I've embraced evil. Anything that's not following what this is saying is evil. And the word is like, I think we minimize the word evil. You know, we go on MTV or go, you know, read something or whatever and go, oh, that's evil. I just don't do evil. Ha, ha, ha. The Lord says, no, wait a minute here. Let's just really define what's evil. Anything that's not kingdom is evil. And the Lord says it will affect our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions. It will. It has to. It was designed to. And that he will bring the freedom from that if we want. And this prescription is a call to worship the Lord. And this came before hating evil. Because this is what David was doing. So he's singing, he's singing, he's singing, he's proclaiming. And look at this. Verse 3. He's telling of the glory among the nations. He's speaking, he's telling. I think we'd have a whole many children in this place who would be a whole lot happier, better behaved, and more content. Not that they're not content or behaved well. Don't read into this. I'm saying that we can influence the kids of the kingdom in a more powerful way. That's a better way of saying it. By ascribing to Psalm 96. But also hating evil in ourselves, or that would come out of us, that would affect our soul. Because anything that affects our soul is religious, because there's no religion in heaven. And our mind we really need to be clicking with the mind of Christ. And our will needs to be just so submitted. Yes, I say yes always. Yes, I say yes before anything. If anybody needs something, the answer is yes before I tell them my schedule. It's yes. Everything is yes, yes, and yes, and amen. That's a good way to step out of evil and into, out of self and into others. Out of evil. Tell of his glory, his wondrous deeds, for great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He's to be feared above all gods. If that's our portion, Lord, you are great. You are so great and worthy to be praised. You are so amazing. You are to be feared above all gods. Lord, I want to walk in the fear of you. And therefore, if there is an opportunity for any evil that may have decided that it's going to hang out in my camp to go, I'm taking every opportunity for that to be eradicated. I don't want any stinking thing making me stink. Nothing. Nothing. So that when I sing, there's no stink to it. Ooh, when I proclaim, there's no stink to it. That's for all of us. When I preach, there's no stink to it. I have the fear of God. He says, I gave you the privilege of holding a microphone, probably more than some in this house right now, and you can't stink. So what do you think about that, honey? I don't want to stink. Stinking is evil. Oh, that's from the Lord. And he says, well, you know, when you're speaking to your own water, then that water will flow unto the rest. And that's what God has for us. And if we've got little religious critters hanging around us, because some of us do, they have life, you know. And the Lord says, I want to kill it dead. Because your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions can become kind of sickly. And then others feel like they're always battling, maybe battling you. Or maybe you're feeling like you're always battling. Maybe you're battling you. All right then. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty. Okay, seven. That's not minimizing it, but look at the next part. Can you bring it down a little bit? CJ. Ascribe, ascribe, ascribe. Now, what was in verse 1? Sing, sing, sing. I saw this. I'm not, you know. No, never mind. Anyway, sing, sing, sing. Ascribe, ascribe, ascribe. That's what jumped out at me. Sing, sing, sing of who I am. Ascribe, ascribe, ascribe. Three times. He's trying to make a point. Sing and proclaim and tell of the glory. And ascribe, ascribe, ascribe. What's that mean? Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. In other words, defer and ascribe and say, you, I prefer you. And that will enable me to run and hate evil. Hate anything that's not kingdom. In me so I don't stink. And it will hit my family. It will hit everything. And that's purity. So when we talk about we need purity and holiness, la 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 la, ha ha ha, it's true. But there's a way to that, and it's through, I don't want to stink. Bring an offering and come into his courts. All right, Lord, I'm bringing myself and I'm worshiping you in holy attire, and I tremble before you, all the earth. I tremble before you because of the fear of the Lord, because of the song in my heart. Because I have ascribed to you who you are, your rightful place, and I'll get myself out of the way. And if it makes me feel uncomfortable because my mother always did it this way, or my father always did it this way, or I want to do it this way because this is what I like, God says, maybe there's some stink going on, and it's harder to ascribe than you think. There won't be stink if we really think about ascribing to the Lord. It's true. It's true. And finally, oh, this is so good. Worship the Lord in holy attire and tremble. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Now, and finally, this is the end of this chapter, this psalm. Bring it all up there. Okay. Let, there's two lets. Let, there's three lets, there we go. Let the heavens be glad, is four. And let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that's in it. There's four lets. Let. You think God was just kind of, he typed wrong or something? You know, there are four lets. He's saying, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. What we're doing is taking the decrees from heaven and we're bringing them into the earth. When we live this way, we are taking what is already in the future and we're bringing it into the now. And we are influencing the places that we live, in our families, in our nation, in this place, in Frontline Worship Center. He's saying, let it be. When he was creating in Genesis 1, he said, let there be light. And so it was. So now he says to us, you be the let. Ho! Ho! Shay Garababa. It's a let. Let. And I'm telling you, this is true. Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that's in it. And then when we let from heaven, when we give and release the prophetic let, then something happens. This is a prophetic psalm. All of them are. But this is so prophetic. The Lord is telling us, he's giving us the keys to the kingdom right now. So you want to see things change? You want to see the things that you wanted when you came up here, many of us? There is a prescription for this. And here we go. This is it. And then with a little boop at the top saying, hate evil, love God. Oh, this is so great. that all the trees of the forest will sing. All the trees of the forest will sing for joy. Would you like to see that? This is not just in the Wizard of Oz, you know, and I'm not proclaiming the wizard a good thing to go and all that. But I'm just saying, you know, the trees that talked, those of you who've seen it before, and la da 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 da. Can you imagine in good, you know, can you see all the trees of the field rejoicing and singing? They're already singing, if you would, with their branches and the beauty and the dawning of the good days that God has. But what if they all started singing? The scripture says that the rocks and stones will cry out if we don't praise the Lord. But the Lord says that we can actually see these things happen. Let. Then all the trees will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, to judge the world in righteousness and the people in faithfulness. I want to find a faithful man. I want to find a faithful woman. I want to find those who will fall in love with me so strongly that we won't even have a need for deliverance up here with the crew we have. We need to open the doors and say, come on in, people. We got everybody up here ministering. Come on, we're ready for you. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Okay, am I faulting any of this going on? No. I'm receiving when I'm praying. Go, Lord, more for me too, please. I clean me out. Whoa. So, you know, I'm not faulting. Don't read me wrong here. Don't leave here with your, you know, shirt and a tizzy or something. Don't do that. Oh, she's talking about me. No, she's not. I'm not talking about anybody. But this is the time. This is the time. How many want to be freer than you were before you came in?
Hallelujah!
If every hand isn't up, it just grieves my heart. Some people think, I'm not responding to that lady. Well, okay, then respond to the Jesus in me, all right? Hello? If God says, I want you to be freer now than even when you came in, then we have a right to be able to do the proclaiming, to do the telling, and letting the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice and the sea roar and all it contains, and letting. God says, let me invite you in to the co-creation of my world as it is in this season, in this hour. I'm not talking about the original he created. It didn't need us. And we're not create. He's the creator, but he brings us in and he says, if you really knew who you were, you really embraced it, you would love this message. No, I'm just kidding. But you would love what he's saying about being so clean. So clean. This is great. This is a good message today. It's a good word. Well, Lord, what do you want to do now? Okay. I think I know. I need Jamie and Christy. Both of you. Bring your Bibles. Well, unless you can see the screen up there. Do you need that? Is that better? Oh, help me, Jesus. Yeah. I don't know if you can see the screen up there. Well, you know what? Let's do this. I'm hearing this. Go to the next psalm about hating evil. You may need your Bibles. Now, I'm going to ask these two lovely women of God to each get a microphone. You're going to need it. I'm going to hang on to this. So can you grab one up there? You can stand. And you might be wondering, what about kids? I bet you they're becoming freer today. And it's really okay. I think it's okay. They're probably not going anywhere for a few minutes. Maybe not. Maybe out the door with you. Because we're going to be finished soon. Alrighty then. Now you two lovely ones. What we're going to do is put into motion here what the Lord has just released. We don't need to preach. That's already been done. Okay? What we need is the anointed song. Anointed song here. We're just going to see what God wants to do. And I really believe that he has stirred up some of those places. When I was giving words this morning over the body about religious this and that and the other, some were really responding, good, shake it out of me, Lord. And some maybe not, need to. That's for sure. But what we're going to do is just, I'm going to ask these two to sing, and then I'm going to see what God says to do about it. Because I really haven't heard that part. So, verse 10 is really good. Can we put that up, Carl, about hating evil? And then we can go back to this one. Maybe you could make it a little smaller. So we'll go to the next Psalm, verse 10. Stick that up there, and then we'll put this up there. But you all, I know you're going to read these Psalms this week. I just know it. Feel it in my bones. I know. They don't know what they're going to do, but isn't that great? Don't you love it when we just come and say, here we are, Lord, now what do you want to do? It's called unconventional, and that's really okay. If it's true, it's led by the Lord. If it's just trying to be unconventional, then that's religion. Carl, can you put verse 10 up there? Just pull that up. It's down at the bottom. Raise that up a little, please. So, Father, I thank you that you're going to release a new song over us this morning. Father, that we would ascribe to you, O God, who you are. Describe to you your goodness, Lord, that we would be so filled with true righteousness and justice, that we would be able to sing and proclaim and hate any kind of evil. And Lord, that there would be a release of all confusion in this house, so that we could truly receive your release this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to respond as the Lord leads. Just encourage you, keep your eyes on the Spirit of God right now.
preserve my soul, because you see me with the eyes of love, and you come, and you come, and you come, and you come, and you preserve me and my soul. How I love you, I love you, I love you.
Let righteousness grow in me.
up and say, I am of the Lord. I am His. He is mine. His holy name. I am branded with His holiness. Grow in me righteousness. I love You. I love You. I love You. Lord,
Jesus. As we sing out Psalm 96, we're going to sing this out to the Lord to enter into the prophetic decree in verses 11, 12, and 13. Because the Lord gives us the privilege of letting things, going into the third heavens to decree and to let it be. But we're going to agree. In Psalm 96, as we sing to the Lord a new song. So you can look up here and sing with the ladies as they sing out what God wants to do for us. Yes, Lord. Right now.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Bless His name. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Bless His mighty, matchless name. Proclaim good tidings of His salvation. From day to day, day to day, we proclaim. Day to day, proclaim good tidings. Salvation from day to day, today, 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 we will sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing, sing. Verse 3, we will tell of His glory among the nations. His is wonderful deeds among the people. We will tell of His glory among the nations. His wonderful deeds among the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. He made the heavens. For six, splendor and majesty are before Him. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Oh, splendor sanctuary, ascribe to the Lord of families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord, glory, glory.
Let this be a release from heaven to earth. As we are in the heavenlies, we're in the glory realm. We live in heaven. We live in heaven. We live in heaven. Our place is in heaven. And we bring heaven to earth. And we also live in this world. So let's sing out the let with everything inside of us.
Let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. Let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Yeah. Let the earth be glad, and let the earth be glad. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. In all the trees of the forest will sing with joy. All the trees of the forest will sing with joy. All the trees of the forest will sing for joy. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea roar in all it contains, let the fields exult in all that is in it. Lord, He is coming. The Lord, He is coming to judge the earth. The Lord, He is coming. The Lord, He is coming. The Lord, He is coming to judge the earth. The Lord, He is coming. The Lord, He is coming. The Lord, He is coming to judge the earth. Judge your people, you are faithful to judge your people, Lord. You are faithful to judge your people. 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 You will judge with righteousness. 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 So let the heavens be glad. Let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in all that it contains. Let the fields exult in all that is in it. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in all that it contains. Let the field exult and all that is in it. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar in all that it contains. Let the field exult in all that is in it. Oh, let the trees even be filled with joy. Oh, oh, oh. Plant your trees in righteousness. Plant it in you. Plant it in rooted in you, your righteousness.
Father, we just thank you for this morning. A revelation again, Lord God, from your throne room to us about our posture with you and the love that you have for us, Lord. And the decrees out of our mouth, Father, have exalted your name. And we lift up your name this morning. We thank you, Lord, for that place in the heavenlies that you carved out for us to be able to say yes and amen. That we would be so propelled by your love to absolutely abhor and hate anything that you hate. So we would be free to love you and love people. That we could love people the way you've designed it to be. Thank you for you're such a lover. Thank you for the love of our life. Thank you that we exalt your name and we praise you this morning. We just lift up our voices to say thank you, Lord God, for rescuing us. You have rescued us out of darkness and brought you, Lord, brought us into the light of your dear Son. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless what you've done today. We seal it with your blood. We thank you, Lord, that we've taken further steps in your arms of love, propelling us, Lord God, to the ends of the earth by love, and what you say love looks like. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let it be. Amen. God bless you all.